another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Intelligent Business Ideas to Go is a monthly podcast featuring executive editor Greg LaFollette and various thought leaders in the profession discussing intelligent business ideas and best practices.
Hello, Greg LaFollette, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, recording a brand new podcast in our series Intersection Live. Today I'm recording episode 1 of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. And the people over at CCH have been kind enough to sponsor this new series, Intelligent Business Ideas, and we're going to, over the period of the next year or so, be talking to all sorts of business leaders, some from within CCH, other general practitioners and thought leaders and people from throughout the whole profession about some of those magic things, some of we call them best practices, and some of those things that really set apart those high performing firms. And so we encourage you to come back and keep joining us, subscribe, and I think your life will be enriched. So my first guest, and I'm thrilled to be visiting today with Brian Prosen. And Brian is with CCH. And Brian, tell me a little bit about what you do. You kind of run the training organization, is that right?
Well, sort of, Greg. What I manage here at CCH is our technology sales team.
Okay.
And there are sales representatives in the field that are more of your product experts. So if you're an accounting firm out there and you wanted to take a look at one of our products like ProSystem Document, you have your local sales rep that you probably talk to pretty regularly. And
sure.
If you wanted to take a look at this product, that sales rep has a team of product specialist that they go to come in and do the more detailed product presentations for you.
Okay, so they have basically deeper domain knowledge of specific products. So some of them know lots of products. I suppose some of them, if you get a real deep product engagement or document, you can be a specialist just in that world, I'm sure, huh?
You can. For example, we have a workflow specialist as one of our types of reps, and they handle ProSystem Document, ProSystem Scan, and XCM Workflow.
Okay.
All under one roof.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your background. Have you been with CCH for a long time?
I have. I've been here nearly 10 years.
Okay.
Started back in 1998 as a field rep and working with firms in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan.
Sure. Well, Brian, when you're as old as I am, you'll find out that 10 years isn't very long. It's not a long time at all. Very short time, as a matter of fact. But that's great. So let's give everybody just a couple of ideas on some metrics around CCH. We've talked now. We've mentioned some of the products. We've talked about engagement and scan and document and things, and those are all part of what's generally referred to as the ProSystem FX suite. Tell me a little bit about the scale of CCH. It's an old company. It's been around for well over 100 years, right?
Pretty close. CCH started back in 1913.
Okay.
Basically when taxation started in the
right.
country. I work for the group called CCH Tax and Accounting, and we have solutions specifically for the accounting industry, both software products and research solutions.
Right, and you serve what kind of how many firms do you guys serve?
Well, you know, just in software solutions alone, we have well over 20,000 customers.
Right.
And if you include the research solution, that number gets into the hundreds of thousands with
all the
books and online.
I'm sure it's very, very rare to find an accounting firm that doesn't have some CCH product in their office anyway.
That does make it nice to work at CCH and
sure.
pretty much knows everyone knows where you're coming from.
Right. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today is we were talking about intelligent business ideas, and as I started looking and visiting with some of the people at CCH and said, gee, you know, there's so many different things to talk about. Where do we start? And they said, you know, why don't you visit with Brian about some innovative things that his team is doing on this idea, this thing you call the summer seminar series. So you're kicking off this thing, and I'm sure you're in heavy duty planning right now. You've actually been doing this for a couple of years. Kind of give me the elevator speech. What is this?
Sure. This is we call it the CCH Summer Seminar Series. This will be our sixth year doing it. And every year we like to mix it up a little bit and bring a different type of presentation and different type of content to the industry. This year it's entitled Addressing the Business Challenges of the 21st Century Accounting Firm.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is talk about some of the major issues facing accounting firms today. And I mean accounting firms of all sizes.
Sure.
And then also talking about some of the solutions that firms can implement to help them with these issues.
Okay. So I got to ask you, what's the difference between a 20th century firm and a 21st century firm, other than the fact that the guys in the 21st century firm are a few years older?
Right. Well, I just think it speaks to the ever-changing technology that's out there.
Okay.
And things are moving very rapidly in the world of technology, and the landscape of accounting continues to change. So we thought that was a good title to kind of explain that this is a new age for accounting firms with tools like, digital workflow and paperless environments and mobility and things like that.
Right. Okay. So once those things start happening, I mean, it's almost a half-time job sometimes for accounting firms just to keep up with what the technology options are, not even talking about actually adopting them and then adapting your practice, just trying to figure out what the components are and things. So what you're doing, as I understand what you're saying, Brian, is you're kind of taking some of those things and putting them in capsule form. You do this in a 4-hour session, right?
Well, it's 3 hours.
Okay, 3 hours. It's a morning session, right?
The morning session from 9 to 12.
Okay.
And it'll be in 38 cities across the country.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I come in and I sit down for 3 hours, and we're going to talk about some of those larger questions that face me as a practicing CPA, and you're going to kind of help me understand what some of the options are for solving those. Do I get to interact then with other practitioners in my local area?
Well, sure. It's a great venue to collaborate with other practitioners. Having done these for so many years, we see that quite often, where practitioners will collaborate with each other and talk about the content of the seminar either at the break or afterwards. And it's not uncommon to see practitioners from different firms heading off to lunch together afterwards.
Sure,
so
sure.
I think it is a great place to get together.
Okay, and you said it's not geared by size, so it's you're kind of firm size agnostic, right? You have everybody from I'm sure from top 100 firms to sole practitioners, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, these issues that we're talking about and the solutions apply to firms of all sizes.
Okay, so if I went to this last year, do I need to come back this year?
Yes, we really like to keep the information fresh and timely and relevant. So we're working hard right now on the content. As you said earlier, we're right in the middle of planning these events, and we're conscious of what we covered last year, and we're going to definitely make sure to bring new and different content to the table every year.
Okay, so it's really an iterative thing. It's something that I suppose you said you've been doing this for 6 years. You probably have many firms who come and bring a good smattering of their staff. Some firms bring everybody, or they just send one person, or what do they do?
Yeah, we do see that quite a bit. Some of our customers that are good CCH users will bring several people to the seminars each year. And a lot of times they really just want to see what we're doing and our direction, and is there anything new they should be looking at and that type of thing. But we also encourage other firms to come as well. We'll invite a lot of firms that don't use any ProSystem or CCH research tools.
Right. Okay. So this is basically an open call. This is not a training system for your products or a thing only for customers of CCH. It's an open seminar. And so if somebody is not a customer of CCH and they haven't been dealing with their rep regularly, they don't know about these things, I assume they can go to your website or just call CCH and find out when one is going to be near their city?
Yes, absolutely. We'll have the website up and running by the end of tax season,
okay.
April 14th to be
okay.
exact. And the website will be www.cchgroup.com/summerseminars.
Okay, so it's just /summerseminars, www.cchgroup/summerseminars, and that'll give me the whole list. And when do they actually kick off? Sometime in May, did you say?
They will start June 3rd.
Okay, June 3rd.
And they'll run through July 17th.
Okay, July 17th. Just in 6 weeks, you're doing, you said, nearly 40 of these, right?
Right.
You're going to be busy guys. You're going to put on a few miles.
We are.
Right.
We are. We have a team of five people that are splitting those cities up and
sure.
doing the presentation.
Now, who are these? Who are these people? Who's this team? And how did they get this? They draw a short straw or a long straw?
Well, we try to choose the best people, and the fact
right.
is we have a lot of great talent in house, and the five people that we chose are all CPAs that once worked in public accounting, and they're from our consulting department.
Okay. So
in addition to working as a CPA,
right.
they're out there every day working with firms
sure.
all around
these,
the country.
Yeah.
So
these guys are great, great resources too, incredibly deep. I've seen them train great deep domain knowledge, and they've all, as you said, they've all had honest jobs at one point. They all practiced.
That's
and
right.
So they're all certified. They've walked a mile in our shoes, and I say that as a practicing accountant sitting in a CPA office as we speak. So you're talking about these guys are consultants, and I know they do a great job, but if I we're thinking about taking a bunch of my staff to this, wouldn't I be just as well to just call and bring one of those trainers right into my office and have them talk just to me about my particular situation, or do you see this as different?
Well, it is different, and training, having somebody come in for in-house training, of course, is a great idea and a very important part of any firm's total technology plan. But this is a little bit different. We're going to be touching on a lot of different solutions, and it's hard to cover that in a training environment. And also, we're going to be tying them back to the issues that CPAs face every day. Whereas training is going to be more focused on the specific function you're training on or the specific
right.
product.
So as training is more how to use a specific product, and what you're talking about here is a general acclimation of what kinds of problems should we be trying to solve, and then maybe what tools are available to solve those. So actually using that tool is actually two or three steps kind of down the road, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Okay. So that, and that's why you go out and do these things in all these cities, because it would sound to me like that's much more effective, in a smaller group in a shorter period of time. What about the internet? Can I do this thing like with a web seminar, or do you put it on CD or anything? Or
initially we're going to do the live seminars. I think there's a lot of value to, and that's why we do so many. So,
sure.
So a lot of firms are conveniently located to these and can come in person, because there is some value to coming and meeting some of the folks at CCH that you talk to day in and day out.
Right.
And we like to have that kind of interaction with our customers. We may do web sessions following the live sessions, but we really haven't decided for certain yet.
Okay. One of the highlights of my year over the last, I guess, two or three years has been attending the CCH Users Conference, which I have publicly said before, I think is the best conference in the profession. Very, very classy and a really, really great user conference. Doesn't this kind of compete with that?
You know, you're right. The user conference is a terrific event, and I encourage all of our customers to attend. And I kind of view these summer seminars as sort of a prelude to the user conference. It's sort of a mini user conference.
Okay.
I mean, it's only 3 hours long, and
it's
user
a teaser.
Conference is a full, you know, 2 or 3 days of material,
right.
And you're going to be able to choose different types of classes and sessions. And
sure.
But at the summer seminars, you will get a preview of some of the type of things that you might see covered in the user conference later in the year.
Okay. One of the topics that, as we were visiting a little bit earlier, Brian, you told me one of the topics that you're going to do at the summer seminars, and it kind of got my attention. You said it was tips for building an intelligent business, and obviously the name of the podcast series, Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. We're kind of going down the same road here. What is in CCH speak, what is an intelligent business?
Sure. You know, we did a white paper on building a more intelligent business last year, and we pulled some great information from that for the summer seminar content. And like you said, in CCH speak, an intelligent business is about leveraging your most valuable assets, which are your professional staff and your technology tools, in order to better serve your clients and of course, be more productive as a firm. So this gets into knowledge management.
Okay.
Is really the key driver in an intelligent business. And knowledge management is about the ability of your firm to not only collect, but leverage the unique knowledge in your staff, across your staff.
Sure. It's to take the stuff that I carry around in my head. Maybe we should use somebody else as an example, so where the data is really valuable. But the staff person carries that around in their head, then they go out and get run over by a bus, and it's gone, or they're out working on another client and it's not available. So what we're really talking about is how do we use all this great technology to be smarter about how we deliver those kinds of services, because we've got smarter in lots of other areas, but we still haven't quite cracked that particular part, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you're doing 38 of these, you said, this summer, and they're going to be they'll be up on the web and ready to go. We've talked about who's speaking, and it sounds like a really good kind of an idea. Give me just a couple of minutes, because I know you're responsible for a lot more, Brian, than just this summer series, and we do have to be mindful of the time. We're kind of running out of time, but you've got a whole bunch of other things. We talked a little bit about the user conference, and we talked a little bit about these, about the consultants. What other kinds of training venues does CCH offer?
We have a wide range of training venues, everything from simple web-based 2 or 3 hour sessions, all the way up through doing a day or two of best practices consulting in your office, one-on-one with a consultant, and it's across all products. On the research, in the research solutions, we also have a great sort of self-paced learning tool, where firms can get continuing education credits on their own by doing courses online, and we have plans to expand the self-paced type of learning in the future as well.
Okay. So when I go to sign up for this, what's it going to cost me?
That's the good news. It's not going to cost anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And do I get CPE?
You do. We are going to do 3 CPE credits.
Wow, life doesn't get any better than this. I'm getting free CPE. Do I get coffee?
You get coffee and continental breakfast.
Wow. You guys are beginning to impress me. It's not often you, and I say this with deep reverence and respect, but it's not often you hear the words free along with, from any of our vendor community. So, you guys are really stepping up and doing some good things for the profession. That sounds interesting. I'm certainly looking forward to checking that website again right after tax season, about the time our listeners are listening to this. They can go out to cchgroup.com/summer-seminar, right?
That's correct.
And check the location. I'm certainly going to check it. And if I can work it out, I'll go, because it sounds valuable. Even if it's only the free cup of coffee that I'd get from CCH, which would be great. Brian, I thank you very, very much for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and you carved out time for me today. I appreciate it. I've been visiting with Brian Prossen of Walters Kluwer CCH, and we've been talking about their summer seminar series. Thank you, Brian, for the time. Thank you all for listening to Episode 1 of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with Episode 2 very soon. Thank you.
That wraps up this edition of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, sponsored by CCH, a Walters Kluwer business. Join us again next month as Greg is joined by another of the profession's thought leaders to discuss intelligent business ideas and best practices.